Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, family. Greetings. This is Mama Seven, and we are coming. This is a special, unique type of situation, and I have done this before. I have sent out message before to have an emergency prayer session. And I remember the last time I did this, it was in December, because the heaviness of 2020 was coming in. And it was becoming extremely clear that it was going to be a challenge. And here we are, May 31st, not even quite June, struggling still with 2020. The energy in the air that is encircling the universe right now is so heavy, so thick, so negative, but yet so very necessary in getting the point across, the understandings across, and sharing this energy. It has been hard. It has been difficult. It has been painful to witness. It's painful to be a part of. I mean, I'm sure right now it'd even be painful to ignore. You know, it is hard on the universe right now. It's hard on those people that have compassion for the pain. It's hard right now for people that want to love, but they're surrounded with all of this hate. And I just had to stop what I was doing. And I've been doing a lot. I started this day in another state. So I had to stop what I was doing. And I was like, okay, who am I in the middle of this? And the answer to that is very clear. I'm a spiritualist. I am one that has a special relationship with God. And so in the call for everyone to do their part, what is my part? And my part is to pray. You know, this is what I do. I am a spiritual leader. This is what I do. I'm praying for everyone. I need healing right now. We need this negative energy to turn to a positive energy. And I just wanted to stop for a second, because I've spoken to quite a few people individually. I've been doing a special check in with all of my millennials, all my young people. I need y'all to stay close, you know. And so I just wanted to give everyone an opportunity to make prayer. I wanted to give everyone an opportunity to share some words of encouragement, to share a special prayer, a special shout out. You know, ancestors have been on what feels like a warpath. It could just be a shift in our dynamic, okay? But I've been feeling it, and I just want to make sure to open it up for those that wish to make prayer, give some inspiring words, just be there, okay, so that we can get done what we need to get done. So, and we're going to do this until it's done. So if I have one person that wants to open and say prayer, that's wonderful. If everybody on these packed phone lines wants to open, wants to say some words of encouragement to their fellow brothers and sisters, if everybody on this phone line wants to take a minute to say some words, to share in the energy, to be a positive part of what's going on, all you have to do is press 1, and we're going to pray our way through this, because this is what we do. This is what we do, and this is what I want to be able to offer people. I need you to have a place to be, okay? I need you to have a place where you are welcome. I need you to have a place where we are spiritualists, and this is what we do, and this is how we get our prayers in. I've made a special phone call, and I know it's late. I'm not trying to keep everybody up all night, but I can't see bringing in next week with this energy here. I'm not going to bring in next week with this energy. I'm prepared to stay up all night, however long it takes. We're not bringing in another week with this energy. We have to address it, and we have to pray about it. We have to make some things happen, and this is what we're going to do, okay? When enough is enough, everybody gets in where they sit in, and they do the things they need to do, okay? And I've heard the little comments here and there about all my little kumbaya and everything else like that. Everybody get in where you fit in. Make whatever prayers that you need to so that we can move forward in the positive. Okay? So let's begin. All you have to do is press 1, and that will let me know that you would like to offer up kind words. This is all we're taking tonight. You know, this is not the political platform. This is the spiritual platform. This is when we are trying to get our spirit right. This is when we're praying everybody's spirit gets right, okay? This is how we make changes. God has not stopped the miracle business, okay? This is how we do it. So I need everyone to understand that a wonderful approach, as diverse as we are, we can come and stand together and make prayer together and have things happen in the positive. Okay? So I just wanted to set that out there. I've been hot for a couple of days, and it just hit a head. So we're just going to go through the list. Like I said, press 1 if you'll let me know. The first person I want to get to is Mama Khadija, because I know she is joining us in special shout out, and she's going to help start us off in and give us a second about how this energy has been impacting even her. So I want to welcome her to A Wonderful Approach Radio, trying to get our prayer in place. Greetings, Mama Khadija. How you doing?
Greetings, Seven. Greetings, family. I am struggling.
Mm-hmm.
I have been here before. Back in the 60s, I was here. In the 70s, it just continues. But there is a Yoruba proverb that says, "He who knows does not die like he who does not know." And one blessing that we have and that we are conscious of is that we have that connection with the Most High. No matter what name you call Father, Mother, God, we have that connection. We have options. We have tools that we can use. And I did send out a text to some family members in the Mother Eagle Ministries and Daughters of Light, of things that we really should focus on, because we're all feeling it. We can't help but feel it. And because we are spiritualists and because we are spiritual people, we are a lot more open and a lot more sensitive to the energy. And it don't have to be in your house or in your city or in your neighborhood. We are very people, so we're feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just encourage everyone and invite everyone, if you haven't yet, go into this week and smoke out your house. Clean your house. If it's like my house, I've had the television on quite a bit trying to keep up with, you know, what's going on and, you know, the computer and whatnot. All of that impacts the energy in your house. Smoke out your house. You know, refresh your shrine, because this is not only a personal ancestral event that we are witnessing. It is also a collective ancestry that we are witnessing, how the collective ancestors are raising up. And when I say collective, I'm not only talking about our African ancestors. I'm talking about everybody's ancestors are kicking up now. So we need to refresh our shrines. If you don't have alcohol, I went to the liquor store. If you don't have alcohol in your house, go get some alcohol. Get some tobacco. If you don't have flowers or don't have access to a florist, you can always get something green from outside and put it on your floor. So we have to refresh those shrines. Stay out of black. Stay out of black as much as you can while this energy is running rampant. Wear white or light colors and definitely no black on your head. If you know how to take a white bath, make a white bath or a calming bath or whatever works for you. That would be good going into this week. Please watch your emotions because people are flying off and they don't even know why they're flying off. They're just flying off. It's the energy. People are acting real edgy. Some people are crying and not knowing or understanding why, having fits of rage. It is the energy. I'm encouraging people to stay connected. Reach out. You know,
that's right.
Call people that you might know that, like Seven says, she's calling her millennials. You know, call people that you feel might need to talk, might need to vent. May not know what's really going on, but they're feeling something inside. And last but not least, we got to stay prayed up. We have to pray. We have to pray. We have to do our meditation. I'm also encouraging that people go outside and pour libations. And I did, Seven, can I just say something about the libation?
Please.
Okay. When we start, usually the libation is spoken like at the beginning of a ceremony or going into some spiritual work or something like that. But I just wanted to explain that we open up the libation, by talking about cooling things. And right now, being cool, keeping a cool head is so important. Because we can't make sound decisions, you know, we have to be in our right mind. We have to have a cool head. We have to have a cool head. So when you go into the prayer session, I would definitely like to offer up a prayer, Seven. And I just wanted to share, you know, I'm always coming with my little tips and whatnot, but I wanted to share that we need to be very mindful of the energy and don't get into any really heavy debates and clear arguments. All of that is what is being circulated right now, what's being circulated. So
that's right.
If you have children, I would encourage you to, and Seven, I know you've had classes about making spiritual baths and how to anoint oil and how to make holy water and that sort of thing. Anoint your children.
Anoint your children.
Because they are feeling probably more than what we're feeling. Even though they may not understand everything that's on television and if you monitor the TV watching and whatnot, this is energy. So you don't need a TV to get energy. So your children are feeling it. Anoint those babies. Anoint them. And let them know that they are loved and they are safe. So, like I said, I've been here. I've lived this life. I'm pushing 70 now. I've been blessed to have been here on this earth for this amount of time. And it's a struggle. It's a struggle. But I thank Father, Mother, God that He has blessed me with the tools that I need to be able to continue.
Amen. Amen. All right, Mama Khadija, we're going to come back on the prayer report, even though we're praying all the way through this.
Okay.
All the way through. But I'll circle back on you, okay?
Many blessings.
Absolutely. Look, great words of wisdom. Great words of wisdom. Family, is the energy is too electric right now to be playing games with it. Don't let them tempt you into that argument. We've been doing precision of language for 30 days, okay? Hold it, because his energy is intentional, and it's trying to get us. All right, we're going to stay with the phone lines. Like I said, this is about inspiration. It's about prayer. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Peace. Alafia. How are you?
Alafia, my dear. How are you?
I am doing well today, I must say. You know, in the midst of everything that's going on, it was definitely great to hear Mama Khadija. I love you so much, and hear her voice and hear her words of wisdom. And
yes.
It's amazing, because over the last couple of days, that's what my focus has been on, my Ori, my head, you know, and that cool energy. And I've been doing the opposite. I have not been watching television, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I hear things, but I try not to put my too much energy into it, because we know that, like Mama Khadija said, we're talking about 50s, 60s, 70s, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just repeating itself, repeating itself, repeating itself. And I'm here to tell everybody, we have to play chess and not checkers. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
Right.
We got to be wise about the moves that we're about to make and the things that we're about to do. And if you recognize that this energy that's around, there's a reason for it. It's because, first of all, we're getting ready to go in not just a full moon eclipse, but we're getting ready to go into a lunar eclipse, not including that Venus is retrograde, and Venus is the planet of love, which is actually going direct with Mercury, which is in retrograde. So we're talking about a war planet and a love planet that's walking backwards, that's not direct. And when we talk about, and they're out of sync. So as above, so is it below. And when we say above, it's just not above in the skies, but also in your head. You know, we're coming up out of a situation where people were confined, and now they were just let go. And then something happens. And then it's like, well, I'm not just angry about this, but I'm going to redirect my other energy into this also. So we have to be wise about the moves that we make and the things that we say. And I've been going to my ancestors. When I say I've been downloading and I've been meditating and I've been praying, I mean, really, when I say they've been on me, they've been like, yeah, it's time for you to come to us. What are you going to do now? And we need to go there for guidance, you know, because they are upset. They've always been upset. You know what I'm saying? They've been upset for a minute. And now it's like, okay, what are we going to do? How are you going to do it? And in order to do that, we have to go in prayer. We have to realize that if you look at this as, if you look at negative energy like a vehicle, you know what I'm saying, all this energy that people are putting out here is going into that vehicle of quote-unquote evil, you know, and we're fueling it with negative energy. And the more the heat that you put into it, the more fire that you put into it. Fire has life. You know, the more energy you put into it, the more you're gonna, it's going to move and it's going to vibrate. We have to be able to redirect that. You know, we really have to go back into ourselves. That 30 days of devotion, that was for preparedness. You know,
yes,
I mean,
that.
We didn't know what was going into June. Pardon me, we didn't know what was going into June. I know we had this conversation before about people saying they couldn't see past June, you know, and they didn't know what was going to happen. Well, that's because things are changing, and it's not going to look the same. June 2020 is not going to look like June 2019. It's never going to look that way again. So I encourage everybody to know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper.
Amen.
None. Not even the one that you try to create for yourself. Because God, we are the chosen ones. God has chosen us, everyone that hears this message. God has chosen you to make a difference. It's up to you to realize that you need to play chess and not checkers. You need to know how to make your moves. You need to know how to move in stealth mode. You need to realize who are your warriors and who are going to be your generals and who are those that's going to go on the front line and who's the first to go in, the last to come out. And we're going to do that by making sure that we put up that prayer first. We have tools.
Amen.
We've been given tools for years. This radio station,
yes,
we started out, you know what I'm saying, Blog Talk was about your toolbox. It's time use them.
That's right.
It's time to use them, for real.
That's
and
right.
It starts with that prayer. It starts with that meditation. It starts with that altar. And if you don't know, ask somebody. We're here. There's enough of us between the Mother Eagle Ministries and, you know, and A Wonderful Approach. There's enough of us going around that we can all link hands, whether it's virtually or physically, and make this happen. So I love everybody. You know, we will be safe. We will walk up out of this, and we will stay protected. Ashe.
Amen. Ashe. Ashe. Ooh, you said a whole lot. We didn't see past June. We didn't know what was going on. This is why we have to make this call to pray in this June 1st energy, because we're under a lot right here. But just like when we had our fast buddies, you know, if you need to reach out to someone because you feel overwhelmed, you know, you're feeling depressed, you're feeling hopeless. I just spent an hour and a half talking to hopelessness. And I said, that energy cannot exist. You got to fight past that. We got options, choices, whatever you want to call it. We got plenty of it. But what we're not going to do is be hopeless. This energy is not going to win. We've been called the leaders, okay? And I believe that. So this is part of what leaders do. They stand up and say, okay, enough is enough. We're going to pull out the big guns. And I promise you, all day, every day, that's God. Don't get no bigger guns than that, okay? When you say that's enough, the humans are exploding on each other. It's time to pull on our ancestral energy, because we can't continue like this. This is not healthy. It's not productive. It's not loving. And the fact that it's not that, that means it's not a God. I'm not going to exist in a reality that is not of God. I have made an intentional choice to be that representative that's going to stand and say, I'm making a choice to be with God. I'm making a choice to do as he would do. And that might mean I have to get uncomfortable for a second. Nobody said this was going to be comfortable. Just said this is what has to be done. So anyone else that would like to add in your inspirational words, you know, you have some words to say, you have a prayer to make, all you have to do is press 1. That lets us know that you'd like to speak. I have made quite a few phone calls. I mean, quite a few. And for everyone that picked up, I thank you. Because if I'm calling you, that means my spirit has me calling you for a reason. I'm not calling to socialize. I haven't made a social phone call in about 3 days, okay? I've been checking up on people and allowing people to check up on me. We've been doing the buddy system. Where's your buddy? Don't go nowhere without no buddy. Right now, we have to make sure to try to fortify our houses. Where is the prayer at? Where's that energy? So we have to go through and really pull on those tools that we have, okay? And so we asking for inspirational words. We asking for prayer. All you got to do is press 1. I got a call here.
Greetings.
Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Greetings. It's Sister Faith.
How are you?
I'm holding on, trusting.
Mm-hmm. I had to put y'all on speakerphone because my earpiece wasn't working well. I just called in to offer some words of prayer.
Amen.
Because that's the only thing that has gotten me through.
Uh-oh. Sister Faith, you took that deep breath, and that was it. I'm going to need you to call back on that one. You had my ears ready, chomping at the bit for that one. So she will call back. When she does, we will grab that. Because that, talk about prayer warrior, okay? She's going to bring it. Greetings.
I'm back. The devil is a liar. You won't shut me up tonight.
Okay.
Won't shut me up tonight. Not tonight.
All right. Amen. Okay. And while she's going through this, I have to tell you, she's one of the people I had to call constantly. Every time I got off the phone with her, Spirit was like, call her back. I'm like, call her back? You just spoke. Call her back. Call her back. Call the baby. You know, even though Deja's not a baby. You know, Spirit was constantly on me. And now she wanted to pray, and she have a technical difficulties, okay? So, look, this energy is real. We already said that, all right? So she's going to call back in a minute. We're going to grab her in a second. Let's see here. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Greetings. Peace. It's Keontae.
I don't even know who this is. Keontae.
It's
now, Keontae. You know.
Hey.
You got to work on that. I would ask how you're doing, but I think we already know. How you doing?
I'm doing a little better from earlier, from our discussion earlier. Just to get that off my chest. I really just wanted to call in to say to anybody that needs to hear it, which is, I love you. I think right now a lot of people don't feel loved and they don't know how to feel. But I just want to say I love you to whoever needs to hear it.
Amen.
Just, I love you. Know that. If you feel like nobody is there for you, if you don't feel loved at all, if you just feel alone, just know that I love you, no matter who you are. That's all.
From our babies, from our struggling babies. Amen, and thank you for sharing.
You're
I know
welcome.
How hard this has been.
Yeah.
You'll get through. Stay close to your elders. Your elders are in your life for a reason. This time is a temporary time. So stay close enough to your elders so that they can help you through this.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You know, I need everybody to understand, no matter how you're feeling, there's someone that can help you with this. Don't think that you're in this by yourself. You know, this is why I start each of these shows off greeting the family. You know what I'm saying? We are a family. We come together. We are a collective. And we're going to make it through as a family, hand in hand. You know? So what a wonderful approach doesn't know, Mother Eagle Ministry people know, I will put you in a wheelbarrow. It's an inside joke. But really, I will put you in a wheelbarrow and wheel you around, okay? You're going to make it through, even if your legs don't work, okay? But, you know, when I say that we're here for each other and this is what's needed, trust me, we are stronger because of this, okay? We're stronger when we come together. So stay close to elders. Stay close. And you have
absolutely.
To. I just want to applaud you for, I know it's not easy for anyone, but I know my millennials are taking a real hit. I know that your heart is broken, and this may be the first time you felt this, and you don't know what to do with this. So stay close so that we can help you. guide you through this, okay?
Okay.
Greetings.
Greetings. I am back again.
Okay, don't take a deep breath. Just go.
I'm not touching nothing. Look, I'm not touching anything. I'm not going to give no more opportunity to disconnect me.
That's right.
Let me just get to what they can't trying to stop.
Amen.
Father, Mother God, we come and we come humbly before you. We come as people whose hearts belong to you. We come with our hands lifted up and our voices and our heads lifted into your direction. We ask that you, all you ancestors, that you who are standing around us, surrounding us with your love and your guidance, that you would continue to move in closer, to hold us tighter. Keep us on this ground. Do not let us float away. Please, we ask that you will continue to keep us in every area, in every conversation, in every interaction, that you would shine through, that the light of the Most High will shine through us at all times, that we will be the lamps in the dark night, that we will be the light that is guiding the feet of those who are lost. We ask that the young people who are out there and rioting and protesting, we ask that you would give us a divine covering, protect our babies, cover them, mm-hmm. keep them, and don't let any more hurt, harm, or danger come to any door. We ask that you will continue to watch over each and every household, each and every person who's represented in this collective, Mother Eagle Ministries and Wonderful Approach. We ask that as we come together, that our power will strengthen in that, that those prayers that are lifted, that those thoughts that are gathered, that those phone calls that are made is increasing in power of prayer. We ask that you will continue to anoint us from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, that we may walk righteously before you, that no weapon should be formed against us to prosper, that even if 10,000 fall on our left and 20,000 falls on our right, that no harm will come to our door, that we will continue to be the representatives of you. We thank you right now, even in the midst of the storm, even in the midst of the chaos, that you have given us peace and cool heads. I know how angry I was, O Most High, and you have given me peace and a cool head. And I know that you were covering our young people. We ask that you will give us special anointing to our young people as they are our leaders of today. We ask that you will continue to pour into them, give them strength, give them hope, give them faith, give them courage to stand in the way that you would have them to stand. Not that, no way that we would, but only you, Most High, only you can direct our path and lead us in the way that you would have us to be. I thank you now. I give you all glory. I give all praise. I give all honor, because I know that without you, we would not be. We would no longer exist. If it was meant for us to be dead, we would all be gone. But you have appointed time for each and every soul and each and every life who's represented it. And you want us to do this thing, and we will walk according to your plan, according to your purpose, according to your ways, according to your word, and according to the way that we should be, which is holy, righteous, and Amen. Justified. And we are only that way with you. We give all praise for this and all things, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, goodness.
That is the healing that we need. That is the love that we need. That this night is so special and so important. You know, I'll be up praying it through until the dawn comes, because I know that's what's needed. And I know that's a small sacrifice. We all do what we can. We all play the role that we're supposed to. And for those that are having those uncomfortable roles, those uncomfortable positions, you know, I'm asking you to stand firm in that. You know, we all have work to do. We all have a mission to accomplish. You know, stand firm in your mission. Stand strong. Know that God has equipped you with everything that you need to get through this understanding and to do the work that he sent you here to do. We're equipped to do that. God has already signed that. We have our approval. All we have to do is do it now. We weren't told it was going to be easy. There weren't going to be hiccups on the road. We know that. But I also can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt, if God said do it and we said amen, that's it. It's done. We just have to walk the walk, even when it's uphill, even when it's uncomfortable, even when it seems personally set up against you. If God said it can be done, it can be done. So we have to go back to our faith and be able to pull that energy. I want to go back to Mama Khadija real quick and get that prayer and get those words back. You know, she started us off with our list of things to do. She always does. She always does. She always gives us, okay, this is what we're going to need to get through this. We got to stay out of the black. We need to smoke our house out. If it ain't been done in the last 5 to 10, let's do it. And if it has, let's do it again. Let's get these shrines right. You know, I got so many candles lit. You can't see the lights are on or if the lights are off. Now, that's a lot of candles. That's me in my house. That's what we do. We burn candles, and I got them going, okay? This is how we're going to survive this. So we're going to have Mama Khadija come back and offer us one of those wonderful prayers that she has and help us through, you know, just some of this heartache that's going on. Greetings.
Greetings, I am here. I am enjoying what I'm hearing. I'm feeling uplifted and encouraged. And I know your focus is on the millennials because a lot of them don't know, have never gone through anything like this before, don't know what to feel and how to feel. But understand, if you have an elder in your midst, please reach out to them as well, because the elders have a different challenge. Our challenge is that we're sick and tired of being sick and tired. We've gone through this so many times, whereas the millennials have never gone through it, but one is just as difficult as the next, believe me.
Yes.
Having gone through this, and it's like, you know, when is this going to stop? When are we going to get this right, you know? So reach out to your elders. I just wanted to say that. And then I want to start off with the very first part of a libation. And I had talked earlier about keeping a cool head. So I'd like to open up with Omi Tutu, Omi Tutu, Omi Tutu. I ask that everyone on this phone line and everyone in your families and in your inner circle be refreshed and blessed. Ona Tutu, may your roads be refreshed and blessed. Ashe Tutu, may your words be refreshed and blessed. Ile Tutu, may your homes, your places of worship, and the buildings that you enter be refreshed and blessed. Tutu La Roye, may a messenger with blessings precede our prayers. Tutu Ego, may our ancestors be blessed and refreshed. We give praise to Father, Mother, God for another day, for waking us up this morning, for giving us another opportunity to wake up and to give you praise and to continue in our struggle, this struggle that we call life in our journey. We pray for strength, Father, Mother, God. We pray for not only for strength, but for safety. We pray for courage. We pray for compassion. We pray for insight, wisdom, and knowledge. We pray for love and light. We pray for our families, our friends, our communities. We even pray for people in the government. We have to pray for all of the children of the earth. We pray for clarity, we pray for wisdom, and we pray for love and light and all that lifts us up and lifts you up. We pray for all of children of the earth, no matter where they are, no matter how old they are, no matter what their gender is, no matter what their political affiliation, religious affiliation, we pray for all of the children of the earth. We pray for all the people that are sick and shut in. We pray for the people that have been wrongly incarcerated. We pray for the people in the struggle. Now, whether you agree with how the struggle is taking place right now or not, we have to pray for everybody, because everybody needs to fall under a Father, Mother, God's protection and guidance.
Amen.
For everyone, Father, Mother, God, I thank you for all of our blessings, for blessing all of us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, for all of the gifts, the spiritual gifts, the material gifts, the emotional gifts, all of the gifts that you have imparted to us. We pray for your the continuous shower of blessings that we have and that we partake in every single day. We pray for the souls of all of the faithless babies. We pray for all of the people that have during this time been shut in without food, without love, that have been subjected to atrocities during this time, that have been subjected to abuse and domestic violence. But most of all, we pray for your connection, our connection to you. We pray for that connection because it's that connection that keeps our light ignited, and that gives us the strength to move forward each and every day, no matter what the challenges are. We know that if we have you on flanked on both sides, behind us and leading us and guiding us, we can't go wrong. We're going to get there. Continue to lead us and guide us. Continue to lead us and guide us. And I thank you so much for the ability of Seven to come on tonight and to share my thoughts and this little prayer with the family. Ashe.
Ashe. Ashe. Ashe. Oh. Thank you so much for taking the time. I knew it was late. I knew that we're all a little tired and a little anxious about tomorrow. But in my spirit, I knew we could not start the week like that. And I'm so glad to see so many people on the phone lines listening, praying, making their own resolutions, really thinking about this energy and what it is and what it could be, and really putting our minds right so that we can begin to think about this the right way. You know, I'm going to end the program. I'm going to say a little prayer. And I say it's a little prayer because I'm hoping and praying there are a lot of prayers going up, in that I'm just adding my prayer to the bunches of prayers that are going up for the people right now. And so in doing my part, I'm offering a small prayer, but it's close to my heart, because this situation is so close to my heart. It hurts to see this many people in pain. It hurts to see, it's like a mother listening to a child crying. It has been hard. So I'm doing what I do, and I'm making my prayer. To the Most High, I come humbly before you to offer my words to be added to the words already offered, and for those that will listen to this program afterwards, for however long is necessary, I pray that these words help touch someone's heart and deliver their heart to you, God. I pray that the people can have compassion come over them and help to quell the hurt that exists in this universe right now. I ask sincerely that all people be prayed over, watched over. May the heart become pure. May the anger subside. May logic come forward. May we find new ways to express pain so that we're not sharing the pain. God, I ask humbly, as we try to continue forward in this journey, that you guide our steps. Please make it clear, God, because there's so much confusion, rage, fog, uncertainty. It's clouding our vision, it's clouding our thoughts, it's clouding our actions. God, please make it clear for us what you want your people to do, because we're listening. We're praying, we're meditating, we're listening. We're opening ourselves up to your guidance, because we know all things with you are positive and for our good. So we're asking that people continue to be blessed, because every day that we are allowed to learn, to make good decisions, to try again, we know is a blessing from you. Every day that we wake up in the right side of our mind, we know is a blessing from you. Every day, every mother that gets to see their children is a blessing. And for those mothers that don't get that privilege, I offer my sincere apologies, and God, I ask you to touch their hearts specially. For those people whose children, husbands, wives, spouses, for those that didn't come home, I ask for a special blessing for them as they deal with this struggle and this pain. I ask that we all begin our healing process together. May we have better unity and closer unity after this. I'm asking each person to make personal commitments to their spiritual journey. Where are you going to be? What are you going to allow 2020 to teach you? What are you going to voluntarily absorb from 2020? Because there's a lot of lessons floating around. The question is, which lesson are you going to get? I'm trying to get all of them so I don't have to repeat this. God, I want to thank you for having all a wonderful approach in Mother Eagle Ministries and all the other temples and houses, having our children blessed. Every single one of them made it home, even the ones we had to pull by the hair, okay? I thank you, God, for allowing us this platform so that we can offer up our thanks and our gratitude. So, God, I ask, I thank you, I praise you, I give you all of me to use as your will. So I'm going to end it there. I'm going to say amen. I'm asking everybody to say amen.
And amen.
Really begin the healing process that it's going to take to get through this.
Ashe.
Amen.
Amen.